Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. I pray to you, O Lord, for a time of your favor. In your great mercy answer me, O God, with your salvation that never fails. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us humbly approach the Lord now, calling to mind our sins and so preparing ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon you, that the admission of our guilt may serve to obtain your pardon for our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you, and I have kept you, and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will not forget you. The word of the Lord. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me will never die. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. And just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear the voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So this answer that Jesus gives in our Gospel today is in response to the Jews. And sometimes when Jesus is giving these responses, or to the Pharisees, or to the Sanhedrin, to the scribes, to all of these different individuals who comprise the Jewish people. And today's reading really touches upon the notion of the resurrection. And even in our verse between the gospel acclamation, "I am the resurrection and the life, whoever believes in me will never die." In a different part of the Gospels, they come to Jesus and they ask him about the resurrection of the body because they didn't believe in the resurrection of the body. But yet, here we are in the season of Lent, leading up now to that feast of Easter, to our Paschal joy, and these days of Lent, as we identify with the suffering Christ, as we make our way through penance and prayer and almsgiving, and through the passion of Jesus in just a few weeks, well, it leads us to the resurrection. And in the ministry of Jesus, he often already foreshadowed and taught about the resurrection. One of the ways he taught about it was he said that just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, so too must the Son of Man be. And then there are other moments in the Gospels where Jesus really raises someone to new life, that they had died, and he brings them back. And this is what we hear Jesus say in the Gospel today. He says that he will raise them to new life. that do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear the voice and will come out. And also another line, amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Well, who's one of the dead that heard the voice of God and lived? It was when Jesus was walking through the village of Nain. He was just passing by. Just so happened that there was a funeral procession at that time. This widow, she had already buried her husband. Now she's burying her son. Jesus sees this unfolding. He goes over and touches the funeral bier, and there that son of the widow of Nain rises. He hears, in a sense, the voice of Jesus, who calls him to new life again. Right before the Passion in the Gospel, Jesus goes to Bethany. This is one of the final actions that Jesus does in the Gospels before Palm Sunday, before he undergoes the betrayal and Passion that he undergoes. He goes to Bethany. Why? Well, word reached him from Martha and Mary. Our brother Lazarus, he has died. Will you come? Now, we know that Jesus in the Gospels, he sometimes simply will tell someone that person will be well. And that very statement of Jesus, even though he's miles and miles away, that person is restored to health without the presence of Jesus in that actual location. So when Jesus receives this word, he could have easily simply said, Lazarus will live, and then Lazarus would have come back to life. But that wasn't the divine purpose. And so Jesus goes 4 days later, goes to Bethany, and he goes to that tomb. And so do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear the voice and will come out. Well, he goes to the tomb of Lazarus and he says, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus emerges from the tomb. And so all of these raising of the dead stories from the gospel really are all about anticipating what it is that we celebrate on Easter Sunday, that Jesus, who died on the cross and was placed in the tomb, that he rose from the dead, that he walked among the apostles, that he too had new life. At the resurrection, or at the crucifixion, rather, of Jesus, St. Matthew in his gospel says that the dead, when Jesus died on the cross, there was this great earthquake, and the dead came out of the tombs. This is kind of the symbolism of all of those who are kind of in the netherworld, in this land of waiting, being brought into the new life of the kingdom of heaven. And we know that this will happen for all of us, that at the end of our life, but most especially at the end of the age, that as we profess in the creed that I believe in the resurrection of the dead, I believe in the resurrection of the body, that in every cemetery of the world, that when Jesus gives that sign, all the dead will come forward. That what he teaches today in our gospel, do not be amazed, the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. That one day will indeed happen in the resurrection of the body. Jesus' teaching about the resurrection gives us great hope. For all those who have died, it gives us great hope that when this life on earth ends, that we know it continues with God in that new life he promises us. Let us now offer our prayers of petition for Pope Francis and all bishops and priests, that our Lord will bless their leadership in the church, and that they may serve as joyful witnesses to the faith. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that God will help our leaders to govern according to his holy will and to protect our freedoms, we pray to the Lord. For the homebound and for all those in nursing homes and hospitals, that they will be given the care and compassion they need, especially in these isolating times, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Thomas Bonk, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all of our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord, hear us, for we pray to you in this penitential season, offering you our prayers and our sacrifices, knowing that you received them and are pleased by them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the power of this sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, mercifully wipe away what is old in us and increase in us the grace of salvation and newness of life through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, for you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us, receive it. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you. Let us pray. May your heavenly gifts, O Lord, we pray, which you bestow as a heavenly remedy on your people, not bring judgment to those who receive them. Through Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up next, please join Gail Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May your servants be shielded, O Lord, by the protection of your loving kindness, that doing what is good in this world, they may reach you their highest good. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended. Please join me in the Litany of St. Joseph, which can also be found on the Relevant Radio app. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy.
Holy Mary. St. Joseph.
Pray.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray.
Light of patriarchs, husband of the Mother of God, guardian of the Virgin, foster father of the Son of God, faithful guardian of Christ, head of the Holy Family, Joseph, chaste and just, Joseph, prudent and brave, Joseph, obedient and loyal, pattern of patience, lover of poverty, model of workers, example to parents, guardian of virgins, pillar of family life, comfort of the troubled, hope of the sick, patron of the dying, terror of evil spirits, head of Relevant Radio, protector of the church, protector of the Redeemer, servant of Christ, minister of salvation, support in difficulty, patron of refugees, patron of the afflicted, patron of the poor. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Spare us, O Lord Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, O Jesus. God made him master of his household and put him in charge of all that he owned. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.